91X News.
It's 8 degrees and overcast. I'm Josh Spensley with 91X News. Public health officials in Toronto say parents shouldn't panic after someone at an elementary school was diagnosed with an active case of tuberculosis. Toronto's Associate Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Elizabeth Ray, says the person at St. Maria Goretti Catholic School was diagnosed last Tuesday. She says the patient is doing well, and Toronto Public Health met with the principal last week to discuss the situation. Alberta researchers say the destructive mountain pine beetle has infested a different type of tree that could allow the bugs to spread eastward across Canada. University of Alberta scientists say the tiny beetles can jump from species from the lodgepole pine of western Canada to the jack pine of eastern Canada. The beetle has been found in jack pine trees north of Edmonton, proof the beetle is moving east. Alberta has spent about $255 million fighting the beetle since 2006 and estimates the bugs have infested about 3.2 million trees in the province. In British Columbia, the beetles have attacked pine forest over an area five times the size of Vancouver Island and have killed 675 million cubic meters of timber. The Prime Minister says he won't try to pass laws against abortion or same-sex marriage if the Tories win a majority government. Stephen Harper says Canadians don't have to worry about a secret agenda, an issue that has dogged the Conservatives' campaign in past elections. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff told supporters in Halifax about his party's plan to pay the full cost for up to 4 years of post-secondary education or technical training for veterans. And NDP leader Jack Layton wants to expand and improve the Canada Pension Plan, which he says has been long neglected for successive Conservative and Liberal governments. NATO says the U.S. military is pulling its warplanes from frontline missions today and shifting to a support role in the Libyan conflict. Captain Darren James, a Pentagon spokesman, says NATO asked the U.S. to keep flying combat missions over Libya until today because bad weather kept the planes grounded for a few days last week.
Knowing that we didn't have that capability to kind of do some of the strikes that they would like to have done because the weather was bad, they basically just asked the U.S., hey, can we continue this through Monday?
Britain, France, and other NATO allies will now provide the fighter and attack jets to conduct intercept and ground attack missions. The handover is expected to take place late in the day. Britain is urging the former Libyan foreign minister to answer questions about the Lockerbie bombing. Shan Shan Dong has more.
British Foreign Secretary William Hague has told the House of Commons that officials are encouraging former Libyan Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa to answer questions from Scottish police and prosecutors over the 1988 Lockerbie bombing. Scottish prosecutors are seeking to interview Koussa about the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, which killed 270 people, most of them Americans. Koussa fled Tripoli and arrived in Britain on Wednesday, having apparently resigned his position from Muammar Gaddafi's government. Shan Shan Dong, London.
That's 91X News to 303. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
In local hockey, the Dukes visit the Blades Wednesday for Game 2 of the OJHL Buckland Cup Finals. Then the series returns to Wellington on Friday. The Dukes lead that series 1-0. In the NHL, only two games are on tonight. The Leafs will want to watch the Boston Bruins face off against the New York Rangers, who have a 5-point edge over Toronto in the East. In the second game, Los Angeles visits San Jose. Buffalo Sabres netminder Ryan Miller participated in a half-hour workout after practice today. It was the first time back on the ice since suffering an upper body injury against the Leafs on March 29th. Former Belleville Bulls defenseman Joe Underwood is on his way to the Central Hockey League's Mississippi River Kings when they face the Tulsa Oilers in the first round of playoff action. Underwood has joined the River Kings along with former Wellington Duke standout and Belleville native Chris Auger. In NCAA action, the championship is up for grabs tonight in Houston. The Connecticut Huskies meet the Butler Bulldogs, who are in the finals for the second straight year. Major League Baseball. No score between the Atlanta Braves and the Milwaukee Brewers in the top of the third, while the Arizona Diamondbacks lead the Chicago Cubs 1-0 in the top of the third. Detroit and Baltimore are just ready to go. The Toronto Blue Jays have a day off today and are in action Tuesday night against the Athletics. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors snapped their six-game losing streak with a 102-98 win over Orlando. They visit the New York Knicks at 7:30 on Tuesday. In curling, Canada's Jeff Stoughton has improved to 4-0 with his win over South Korea. That's your sports. Here's Josh Spensley with 91X Weather.
Today, periods of rain ending this afternoon. Wind becoming southwest at 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 50 late this afternoon, a high of 13. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Winds calming down after midnight with a low of 4. Tuesday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon. Wind becoming west at 30 kilometers per hour in the morning, then light in the evening, a high of 6. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high 6. It's 8 degrees. I'm Josh Spensley with Kurt Weiss, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.